It's really sad to say it, but it is what it is. Mm. I was not working where you use cooking oil.
Jesus is love.
Sorry, wait, you put cooking oil
down
there?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're going, what are we talking about today, guys?
Sex.
Talking about sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Anyways, hi guys.
Say that again.
It's not the Tasha show.
Oh, I like it.
You got that on record, so you can't.
I take that back.
Yeah, you can't. There's not even, let's not put that in.
No.
So guys, hi guys, welcome to the Sisters Like Friends podcast. My name is Helen.
My name is Abby.
And today we have two very special, special guests. Woo! Drop round of applause, please. Okay,
you can already know by the noise who that was.
Yeah.
We've had her on before.
We've got the amazing Tasha.
Woo! Oh, yes!
And we've got the amazing Hajar.
Hi, guys.
Oh, what's wrong?
She didn't have enough time.
Got the amazing Tasha.
Beyonce's back.
If you guys can remember, we had Tasha on the interracial relationship pod that did very well. Thank you for coming
Thank you for coming on.
That was a really nice, insightful
pod.
We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
And now we've got our friend, sister, Hajar. I'm the number one. I wouldn't go that far.
I'm very sane. Thank you.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't think
she's
that
sane. She actually is the normal one from the group.
I am, thank you. She's normal-ish. She's the normal one out of the group.
You think I'm not normal? Are you mad?
Can we define normal?
First of all, you're feisty as hell.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, can we define normal, please? I'm offended. Why do you mean am I not normal?
Do you want me to go back to you?
I mean, you're definitely not normal.
Walking in the street with a water.
She's about to
She hasn't even had a drink.
Wow. Oh, guys, we're drinking. Well, some of us are drinking. Some of us are drinking water.
She can't drink, but we'll explain that later.
But yes, guys, we are talking about sex in depth. Well, to an extent today. Yes. So, let's talk about sex.
Who here enjoys? Continue.
I'm just.
Guys, you can tell we're drinking.
Oh, sorry. Okay, guys, you guys are distracting.
Oh, look at you. Hadja's a natural. Yeah, she's already like. Guys, you can tell we're drinking.
Actually, no. Who here can say that they enjoyed sex the first time?
No, you don't know what you're doing. So why did you do it? You didn't enjoy it the second time. See, I was, I'm not gonna say what age I was, but I was very, very young, too young to be doing that then. So when I done it, first of all, it wasn't his first time, but he was also super, super young. And he knew what he was supposed to do, but I was pretending like I did too. So, you know, when you're supposed to be putting things somewhere and you don't know where to put it, so it was very, very awkward. And I don't think I ever enjoyed sex under my
20s.
I think it was just to just do.
What about you? Because you started to now be able to say to the man what you actually like. I think that was very important. Being able to actually know your body and say, okay, do you know, I don't like this. It was okay.
You should see the way Tasha is looking at Abby, like, it's seriously. Ridiculous. Like, let's hear this.
I mean, it was all right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't bleed. Did you guys bleed?
Yes.
Yes. I bled after. Yeah.
You might have already lost it to your hymen.
Where did I lose it to?
She was dead.
No. Sophie, I think it's got a hymen.
It's a hymen.
Wrong, but not with the first person.
Yeah, so sometimes what happens is you could have maybe rode a bike once and it broke it for you or something like that.
Yeah.
I hardly have fallen on the bike.
Yeah. It is so awkward when you don't bleed the first time. Like, when you don't bleed there and then.
Because
back in the day, what they expected was, men, I had this conversation with the person that I had sex with the first time, and he was like, oh, are you sure? And I was just thinking to myself, like, why would I lie? Like, if I have, I'd just say I had.
Yeah.
But when I went to the bathroom, like, after, and I wiped, there was like loads of blood. But I mean, it is what it is. I can't tell my body to bleed on the bed so you can know that you are the first one.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But for me,
it's kind of like a delayed reaction.
For me, I cried the first time.
Oh my god, no, I didn't, because I had to pretend like I knew what I like. I
you lied to yourself.
So I pretend like I knew what I was supposed to do. So when it was hurting like a mother, I had to pretend. I was like, no, just don't stop.
It hurt, but I think mine hurt because I was not lubricated, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, my body didn't know what to do in that moment, so it just was like, whatever.
Was everyone's first time on a bed?
Where is yours?
We have one more.
How was mine? Was on the bed.
Oh lord, where was it?
Of course, I choose the normal one.
She's the normal.
Okay,
where was it?
It was in the sitting room.
Okay, that's still okay.
Yeah, I was nervous as hell.
Okay,
didn't have no idea what I was doing. I think he had experience, but he knew it was my first time.
Yeah,
so he was careful, very nice. So it went nice. I can't say it was nice because I can't compare it to anything else. Like back then.
It was nice. I think mine was very gentle. Like, he was very like attentive of are you okay? Like, do you want me to stop? Things like that. I think that was very nice.
So was mine. So it made the experience a bit more easy.
Was yours like that?
Oh, do you know what I was thinking about?
What?
I'm not gonna lie. Every time I would have sex, even though I use protection, I'll pray. Please do not let me get pregnant if I get pregnant.
Oh, that's really smart. That's really smart, though.
No, literally,
that's not smart to pray after you have sex.
Yeah,
no, during. No.
You were talking to God.
How are you supposed to enjoy sex if you're going to God?
I don't think I was trying to enjoy it. I was just trying to complete the task.
Oh, wow. My God.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I think it's just one of those like milestones.
You just want to get over it.
Yeah.
Do you think sex is? Okay, now, do you think sex is is it about pleasuring yourself or pleasuring the person?
The other person.
No, I was
the other person.
Yeah, it needs to be for the other person, but the other person also has to.
You should have the same task going into it.
Yeah. It should be two people.
You should be trying to please him.
Yeah.
You know? I miss sex.
Oh, bless your heart, babes. Bless your heart. What else do you want to find out? I have questions, but I don't know if I can
ask everything.
Ask and if I can answer, then I'll say I don't want to answer.
Morning after pill.
Oh god.
Mm-hmm. I rushed to take mine.
Every time?
No, not every time. The very first time. Yeah,
did you?
Yeah. I was convinced I was pregnant.
No,
the following day. You'll
be convinced.
No, do you know what I used to do, and it's so embarrassing? I get off the bed real quick and do a little jig. And you used to look at me like
your vagina.
Yeah, like
for the sperm to go down.
Yeah,
no,
to get out.
Yeah,
yeah. We used protection, but as soon as he came, I'll just pop jig off and I'll do a little jig.
Oh my god!
You used to look at me like, what is wrong with you?
I'm just dancing.
since you've said yours, you know what I would do?
What
if I'm there sitting? I'm thinking, oh god, the possibility. Even though I use protection, the possibility. I might
just go again.
What?
Punch
my stomach.
Oh, I used to do that.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that's so bad. I used to go like this.
And then before you know it, period, come real quick.
It comes quick. Like, honestly, you guys have a myth, man.
There was a myth someone told me that apparently if you drink Sprite, you won't get pregnant.
That's so stupid. Mine was alcohol. If you drink alcohol, you won't get pregnant.
I've never heard any of these things. I don't even tell
you. Yeah, Nigerian myths. What do you want to talk about? Do you guys have anything about sex that you want to share? What's your worst sex story?
No, because if I speak about it, there's people that you know, like, it's
so
really
it's better. Okay, it's okay.
No names, just
experience.
So, this is why I'll go first, because you know what, mine is
Okay, I'm gonna share mine. Okay,
I can't think of one.
So my worst. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry. My worst sex story is this person that I had sex with, and like their penis was like,
oh, deformed.
No, it was bent.
What the fuck? Why are you saying that? A bent penis is a deformed penis.
Now, how do you know? What if that's just how
they I'm not gonna lie, no. The person kind of knew how to use it, but it was not. It was bent, but then it was always like. Oh! And then so it was like, it was hard to maneuver, and it was just like,
you need to say that a little bit louder for them.
No, I can't.
First one. It's really sad to say it, but it is what it is. Mm. I was not working where you use cooking oil.
Jesus is love.
Sorry, wait, you put cooking oil down there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I wasn't getting wet and we had to just use
it. You couldn't use water, there was no Vaseline or
food. Cooking
there
was no oil.
We actually went downstairs to get cooking oil.
Were you not scared?
No. I was
and you were
young.
Young and trained.
Guys, anyone listening to this, please, the vagina don't use, pH.
Don't fry it. Don't fry your vagina.
It ain't worth it for a man.
No, sorry, I'm still stunned.
Like, so what? Did he pour it like the oil on top of you? Was it a sexual way?
He got the oil. Mm-hmm. He put the oil there. Mm-hmm. Whacked it on himself.
Okay.
And then slid in.
Woo! Okay, so it wasn't on you. It was in him.
It was on him. Okay, but either way, it's still on you.
It's still disgraceful. I know.
I'm glad you said it.
I'll never do it again.
You all literally cook sex.
Oh my god, do you have a worst sex story?
No, definitely not like
no,
that.
No, not like that, I don't know.
No, but do you have a worst sex story? Everyone's got a worst sex story.
I don't think I do.
Really? Yeah, look at you with your fancy man.
I know, what can I say?
Well done. Okay.
But I did know somebody who used crisp paper as condom.
No.
And then clean film.
Oh, I've heard about the clean film one. I've heard about that.
Excuse me?
I've heard about that.
That's disgusting. That's
literally, did that you have condoms?
That is ghetto. That is ghetto. Don't be doing that.
Please don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's not that bad. Mm-mm, you can wait.
What would you say is like... Go on.
Do you know what annoys me the most?
What?
If a man, I feel like when you're having sex, the man needs to understand that he has to please you as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know them ones that be coming in 2 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Girl, I have a story.
All right, share your story.
So I was seeing this guy.
Yeah.
And it was last year, actually. I was seeing this guy. Mm-hmm. And,
oh, I forgot what you were
saying. Yes, and I told him, like, he was sleeping with somebody else at the time. And I was like, I'm not going to sleep with you if you're sleeping with somebody else. Like, we don't have to be exclusive, but just this. Like, I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah.
So he started sleeping with that girl, and I made him wait like a week before we had sex. Mm-hmm. And he literally, it was out of nowhere. We weren't supposed to have sex that night, but it was in my bed. We were just, waking out, fooling around, getting down. And it just happened. The sex just happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, maybe two slides in, and then he came.
Oh.
And I call him 2 seconds, and then he's him.
And then what happened after that?
He was really embarrassed. He got out,
of you.
came down. We did it again.
Okay.
The second time. Well.
Was it longer?
Yeah, I think
20 minutes. Not long, but guys don't laugh.
We didn't say that. Nobody heard anything. Let's go. Wait, are you telling me that they don't?
Last,
so the ones that I've had compared to, I've only really done it with 2 black guys.
Yeah,
The black guys can last. My longest black guy was like an hour and a half, so they last.
That's too long.
I think that's too long.
That's the longest. That's annoying.
Do you ever get them ones that you're like,
oh my god, are you gonna come? Like, it's like,
oh my god.
They come. They come and they go back again.
No, there's some that don't. Some
that don't. And you're like, are you trying to kill me?
Yes. Get the fuck off me.
You get bored. You
start to get like, you start to give up EastEnders, what you're gonna eat, what you're gonna cook when you get home.
That happened to me. And what happened? I took out my phone and started texting.
You did not. During sex.
This girl is a bitch.
You are racist.
That is racist.
Yes, I did. I did because it was ridiculous.
No, how long was it? Do you know what
it just took forever and I got bored.
What's forever? How long is it?
No, I was like,
it felt like forever.
It felt like an hour.
Okay, so what do you prefer? Forever, lasting, or short?
I like it when it's like, do come, a minute break. Do come if you want. You have to cut it into segments. You can't just go and not come and say, what's going on?
No, marathon.
Do you know? And I do this a lot. I'm very vocal. Like I would just say, are you gonna come now? Honestly, like if you're not, and then obviously that.
And how do they take it?
Then they just get off me.
No,
but that's I don't care. The moment was rude.
Like
40 minutes is too long.
You know, 2 to 5 minutes one. Don't not ask you at the end of it.
Did you enjoy it?
Was it good? Yeah. Was it what?
I think there's a time for everything. Sometimes you literally just want to do a quickie.
Yeah, but that's
it's a quickie.
Not that not you know that. It's a quickie, and I'm still there like, oh, I'm about to enjoy the best night of my life. What? No.
And then you fall asleep.
Yeah. But that's
After 5 minutes, how can you fall asleep?
Sleep is the best sleep. Oh my god.
It is. I didn't enjoy it, and mind you, Sammy.
You'd be like, wake up.
I still have really good sleep. I don't have orgasm.
It's good for ego. That's what I'm saying. To get excited.
You know, I felt real some kind of way. The next day at work, I was like, guess what happened? I made a guy come after 2 seconds. But it's not.
It's not great. Like,
if
we
can't go back on it, like that person went back on it.
Yeah.
Like, a few minutes after.
Yeah.
But like they can't get back on it. It's like what a waste.
But it mostly happens to guys who haven't had sex in a minute. Like.
Yeah, when they haven't had sex.
Haven't had sex in maybe like. Two weeks.
Yeah. So maybe he has sex regularly, and then when he doesn't, it was like
it was still a great ego booster. I promise.
Yeah. For you, of course,
you were just so good. Then you know.
Well, but you know, I'm good.
You what?
That's so. How do you know that you're good? How do you know that you're good?
They tell you.
Would you say that you're good?
They tell you. Yes.
Okay. Sometimes when they ask, so are you good? You just say yeah.
Do you guys? If it's a new person that I'm dating and I have sex with a person, I like to like get feedback.
They just automatically give it to you. Not everyone does.
Vocal, but the ones that are not vocal, obviously some guys will just be like, oh, yesterday was it? You know, they start talking, but the ones that don't, I still ask.
Do you know what you should do? So this is what I do, because if they don't say it to you like straight away, or you know what I mean. So if you are texting them, like if you're texting them after, they will bring it up in conversation. How the sex was the night before.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you know if you're good enough. They're not talking trash sex with you again.
I'm just saying, like in general, yeah. I don't just. Yeah.
So you'll be waiting for feedback. You can ask.
Yeah, exactly.
How important is foreplay?
It's the most important part because I don't come from prison.
That sets the tone.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I think it's important, like to get yourself into the mood. Like, you can't just... Unless if you guys have, like, both already, like, on that level that you're like, yeah, we know we're about to hop on each other immediately, that's different. But if you're just, like, sitting and talking, you can't just penetrate. That's weird.
No. Well, have you ever come from penetration?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
But it has to, before play has to happen first, it won't work.
And what's your take on alcohol and sex?
Oh, what you mean?
Ooh. Girl! Mama, don't listen to this podcast.
Best.
What are you talking about?
It's the best.
I'm not going to lie, with a little bit of green as well.
Green
with what? Oh yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I dreamt about it.
Yeah.
I heard it was good.
I heard from the grapevine.
Alcohol is great
when you're having sex. I know some guys that
can't. They hate it.
I think the most thing is get them, like, I'm not saying
tipsy.
Poison them all. Yeah, they need to be just there, but not all the way there. Like, I think with women, because we're out of our heads when we're drunk or drinking.
You're probably more relaxed, not that you're tense, but you're just
Like, I'm an uptight bitch. I'm not on a normal day, so like I need a bit of drink to be like woohoo. So yeah.
Yeah.
Tash, get off your phone. Tash is on her
phone. I was just looking at a sale.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, I was going to ask a question. Now it's gone blank in my head. Like,
Hadija or Tasha, do you have a question?
The last two were sex and alcohol.
Yeah.
And also...
Do you have a question about sex?
Let me think.
What's your take on sex before marriage?
Girl, should I
have a question?
Is that a question nowadays?
Should I walk out this
room?
No, but do you guys?
Would you change?
Yeah, that's what I want to say. Would you ever like?
No.
Go celibate.
No, because you need to find out what's out there before you buy it.
But not a lot of people think that, though.
Well, good for
you. Okay, how important is sex then? Because if you're saying you need to try it before you buy it.
Do you know why? I think it's important because I've had sex with people that I've been in a relationship with, so I waited a while and then we've had sex and I didn't enjoy it.
I don't know. Okay. I don't think...
So imagine if I now got married to that person and I didn't know and then I had sex with them and there was nothing I can do to change it. So what happens?
I see it more as a bonus. I don't really see it as a thing. I think...
I don't agree.
I don't believe
you. But would you work on it? Like, teach the other person and eventually it'll get better.
No, I don't believe you. It's not just about the sex. It's the connection you have when you're having sex. It's that, you know, overpowering emotion.
You need to want to have sex with the person.
Like, I think sex equates to at least 70% of a marriage.
What?
Yeah.
Girl, bye. No. Do you think you know? That's too high. No.
But you're saying that, so does
your
that
statistics
mean...
Does that mean...
But if you're saying 70%, could you stay in a relationship that wasn't that great, but the sex was really great?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
No. You're wrong for that. So what are we going to do? Have sex 24 hours a day?
And not have any conversation?
Exactly. For me...
sex makes me happy. It takes away my headaches. I have cramps, it goes away. Like, sex is the biggest medication.
Yeah, I must say, I love sex, but for me, conversation.
Yeah,
like, well, literally.
It's at both.
Yeah, not of course.
Sex is great.
Nah.
I don't know. I think sex is a bonus for me. I don't think it's like
the end of it. I think a lot of people feel that way. But remember, I'm the same person that chooses money over love, you know? So
I used to choose money over love, but now I'm like, I'm the opposite. Yeah. Let's go quickly around the room. Love or money?
Love.
Love or money?
When I figure out love, when I figure out what love is, I'll say love.
So for now, money.
Hers is love.
She's a romantic.
Okay, guys.
What about you?
Money all the way.
I'm both.
You can't be both. You have to choose one.
You can have both.
No, if you have to choose one.
I have found that you can have
because both. Because they can see the same thing.
True is ideal, obviously. Yeah, but which one?
I think love. I want my man to love. I used to say money. But I think
because if the money goes away,
money comes and goes.
But I'm not gonna lie. It depends on the person. I'm not gonna lie because I feel like if the person is showing me love that is like incredible, I'm doing the most for me, I will pick love. But if the person has got love but isn't doing the rest,
take care, yeah,
I'm not looking after me as much as they can. You need to look after me.
I think the way that I see it, again, this is probably gonna like cause havoc on your little podcast here.
It's not a little, it's big.
Yes, 2.5 million listeners every day.
Hey, yes.
But for me, the way that I see love is like, I'm sorry, but I came into this world alone. I'm going out this world alone. Let me live the best life that I can. But my money, love goes away.
Yeah, love does go.
But my money, if I'm consistent, will be with me as long as I'm with me.
Yeah, but we're talking about a guy. No, when we say love or money,
if the guy
doesn't really like give you all that mushy stuff, but showers you with gifts.
No, I'm not talking about him giving me money. Me having my own money.
Yeah, but we're talking about him giving you money and not love.
I'm still with the money.
Okay, what's your love? Do you know your love language?
Yes. What the hell was it? Name the main.
So there's quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, touch, and gifts. receiving gifts.
I can't remember. You done it for me.
What's yours? So mine is gifts and information.
In that order.
No, not in that order. Okay, but so those two.
Yeah, gifts and information.
Is it my love language? Is it what I like to receive or what I like to give?
It's what you want from your lover.
Affirmation and gift.
Yeah.
Mine was act of service followed by words of affirmation.
How do I do it there?
It's a thing online. I did it literally the other day.
What would you think yours would be?
Let's I can do a test. It's just what you like.
Act of service, words of affirmation, quality time,
receiving gifts,
and
physical touch.
Physical touch.
Physical touch and gifts.
Yeah. Mine is quality time, acts of service, and receiving gifts. Words of affirmation, quality time, and receiving gifts.
Yeah, quality time for me was third.
What the hell? You still want to be touched?
Of course, it's I want to be touched. But
I'm not going to lie. I'm not saying you should be buying me things every time. Yeah. But it's the little things like.
I love acts of service though.
I wanted this drink, and then all of a sudden you go out and you bring me. You're like, oh, I got you this.
Yeah, that's what
it's thoughtfulness.
I think my brain is wired really wrong.
Acts of service. Like, I love when, like, let's say I'm like laying down and I'm like, oh, I really had a bad day. Like, can you help me do something? And they do it for you. I think that's really nice. Spending quality time with me, we could just be watching TV there, and I love it.
Exactly.
But so let me just put a disclaimer. This is what I want, but as a Cancer, I do like to give, and I do like to show affection.
This girl don't give me.
You like to give.
I've never received it. That's what I was like.
Tasha, when it comes to being in a relationship of man, she will. Hey.
That's my pride and joy. I will do everything.
So who is more important, your man or your friend?
No, that's different because I've got examples of this. Mm. When it comes to. It depends how close I am, which let me be honest with you. Mm. Like, for example. Mm. A long time ago, one person who I was seeing wanted to leave my friend on the street and drive me to school. Mm. And I said, no, it's either the two of us or none of us, right? So if I'm super close to you and you're like my sister, I'll always pick you.
Yeah.
But if you're just like a friend, a long friend, but you're not like my sister.
But we are your sisters. Exactly. And you don't give us gifts.
It's not about gifts, no.
But we say receiving gifts, and you say you give your man anything, but you don't give us nothing.
Now, come here. Let's be honest, yeah? The biggest gift that I give all of you is my motherfucking ear. Like, I listen to every single one of you.
And we listen to you as well.
Even more. Yeah. Look at her face.
And we let you have your way more times.
Yeah.
You. It's not about letting me have my way.
It is.
No, it's just what it is.
No.
It just is what it is.
No, but I'm the baby. I might not be the age of the baby.
I'm the baby.
I'm the baby. Like, I'm a princess.
I'm princess.
No, it's actually not in that order.
I'm princess.
I'm like the actual princess.
I'm the actual princess.
Unfortunately, that's not true.
Unfortunately,
that's why I get my way.
You get your way because you're annoying. Yeah, and nobody wants to listen Yes, mom.
Sorry, auntie.
I'm not doing this.
You'd actually think
FYI though, out of the whole group, me and Balaji, even though we go like us here, we're the most similar to say it.
You guys are more similar. More similar. Like me and Tasha would clash heads more, but we also
agree in a lot.
And these two are just
I don't think you're the most I would say you are very more like precious. Think you and Precious are more like you know,
but I feel like
you've got similarities
with the Hajj.
But what's your take on like friendships? Like, what? How do you like? Do you value friendship?
100%.
Yeah,
100%. That's why I'm always like
friends.
Friends over bros.
Yes.
Let's go through the room, Tasha.
Yeah.
If they're not your husband and just your little boyfriend, you're just your little boyfriend. 100% your girls over your man. If they're still, if you're your husband as well, you cannot always prioritize your husband 100% of the time.
Men will embarrass
exactly.
them.
They will.
Your sisters also need to be there because they came from the beginning and they will be there to the end. Your sisters will probably last longer than your husband. Let's be honest. All right, just saying.
Okay, guys,
well, I'm afraid our husband lasts too.
Exactly. Hajj, I want to hear from you.
right, I think my man, I need to prioritize him. I'm not talking about little boy, like Tasha says. Yeah, always, no, hold on.
I expected it.
No, let me explain. If I'm in a serious relationship with you, he needs to prioritize. Because how do you get to the husband? He's my boyfriend first. So you can't diminish the fact that he's my little boyfriend because we're married. Maybe we don't want to get married and we're happy being boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah. So him. However, it doesn't mean if you're standing in the rain, I'm going to just leave you or abandon you.
Yeah.
Or whenever you need me, I'll be there equally. He needs to be my priority.
Do you not feel like it depends on the situation? Imagine your girl is just literally like, just wilding. Like she's not making any sense. And she wants you to choose her, but she's not making sense. What in that scenario do you do?
I think I would. Some friends will let you leave your husband and you're alone, eh? And they'll be next year, they'll be the one married. And where are you? No, that's so crazy.
Careful how you handle it. I think it's very, very. But that's why I think it comes down.
So you're telling me if I fuck up, you're leaving me.
I'm not talking about this one sitting on the same bed.
If I fuck up, it's all over.
But this is where I feel like your man needs to have some sort of relationship with your friends. However, they don't need to be best buddies.
No,
they don't need to be in your business. No. They don't need to be texting. They don't need to be calling.
Yeah, who's for texting her?
No, she's just saying.
No, what she's saying.
I know what I'm jumping. I'm saying, who's texting? Who texts my man?
I will cut you,
girl. I'll go to jail.
Oh my god, Tasha.
But that's what I'm
saying. Only text my man if you want to ask about like, brings boundaries.
Yeah.
Exactly. There needs to be a boundary because then that will prevent stuff from happening.
That's true. What I feel. I don't know.
Say with your chest.
I don't know. I'm not really like, I, so how I see it personally is,
what
right?
I'm going to, because I know where you're going. What if you were getting married, right? And your man, let's say, he really didn't like the way your friend was moving, like her attributes and stuff like that. And he said, I don't really feel you should be friends with that sort of person.
It depends. So you would know you yourself, your friend, is he, does she's he have wilding. A point? No, or you're just,
she's out there.
Yeah, but that's, however.
I've got a question to that.
But it's not his place.
Do you also know
that his friend is wilding?
She is wilding, but you've, you know,
but right, that's what I said exactly.
You've accepted
I will leave her.
Yeah, you know what? Because you know what? At the end of the day, if my man is also seeing it and he's thinking I'm hanging out with that, if my man is saying you want who you hang out with, that's why I will friend with my friend till then and they'll be listen, it's been great, mate.
Exactly. If definitely,
that's what I'm saying. Example,
if I see that she's wilding,
we'll still talk, but just
No, but me, I personally, I don't believe in picking one or the other. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
I like that.
I don't see the point in that. Like,
I very much.
Mine is very like, my friend is my friend for life, and my husband or my boyfriend, like whatever the situation is, he's my person. I believe that there should be I will try and make you guys, you know, amicable. Like, hey, all right, how are you? I want my friend and my boyfriend to get along in the best way possible. But I don't see how I should have to pick one or the other. If anyone's giving me that option, then that person doesn't care about me. Because my friend has been there since the beginning. And if this person cares about me, you'll understand how much I care about my friendships. That's just how I see it.
This isn't about options, though, because equally, your friend can say it's me or your man. And your nobody should give you options.
No, I feel like who I prefer. What do you mean who I prefer? Between my man and my woman.
No, but see what? You see the conversation we're having? The thing that's annoying me is, I don't feel like we can ever tell a man, okay, you can't be friends with this person, because there's always friends.
I would never tell a man.
But I would advise you. Yeah, but men always have friends that we don't like. There's always that one person that you don't like.
I'm always right, and then I'll say, well, I told you so.
but you do it in a way that's not enforcing it, but it's kind of like,
I'll just be like, did you not see the way he just did that thing? What do you think? You'd be brainwashing them until they understand that their friend is trash.
Too much about him.
Yeah. What else?
Since we're talking about sex, do you think it's okay to discuss your sex life with your friends?
No. Yeah.
how far?
In moderation.
In moderation.
In moderation.
Helen's saying yes. I said no.
She's saying hell to the yes.
That's what she's saying.
Of course. I would love
it. In moderation. I'm not going to explain to you.
You are yeah, just different.
Yeah, I am.
But this is what I always say is the problem. Like, I think you should be able to have a conversation about sex with your friends because that's the only way we can learn. And teach each other certain stuff. Like, yeah. I don't like if you've learned something new, come and share it with me and tell me what it is. If I think it's crazy, I'll be like, oh my god, girl, you're crazy. I ain't doing that. But you know, it's how we
honey,
educate
I'm
each
good.
Other.
I don't need to be tall.
No, you guys are too funny. Like, no, I think I don't mind. I think it's okay to share. I'll share whatever I can share. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's such a big secret.
I don't have pretty much boundaries with what I tell you. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, you don't have boundaries about anything you say and do, actually. You just do whatever you want and we have to deal with it.
That's what it is, though.
But no, I think obviously there's always a level of respect and privacy if I'm dating the person. Like, I think I speak more about the sex after.
Exactly.
Like, in the relationship, I'll just be like, oh, girl, I had a good time last night and I ain't telling you nothing. That's
yeah,
all.
I'm not going to go start doing like, yeah. it and
Real quick, long or thick?
Thick.
Helen?
Thick.
Adija?
Thick.
Thick, yes, thick.
Well, wow, sorry, guys.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry on the long, guys. Sorry to all the long guys. Wow, you guys are losing. 4 out of 4. Oh my god. She's just distracting me.
I know.
I had a question and someone was just like, I had a question and now it's gone.
I don't know what was that.
Sorry guys, I've gone blank.
Okay.
My head's gone blank. My head's gone blank.
Sex in a public place.
Who's done it?
Me.
Okay, everybody.
Guys, are you guys... Okay, so I had a conversation with someone recently, and I found out that the person is like an adrenaline sex person.
Sex addict.
No, it's more like... No, it's not a sex addict. It's like they... You know, like, if you're doing it in a risky place, that's when they like it the most.
Sorry.
So how are you guys about that? Like, no. Does it
when
matter
younger,
to you?
When I was younger, no. I didn't care, like, if it was outside or whatever. No, at my age, I would never, ever, ever
have a house. Mm.
No, but I think I get it, though. I get the whole, like, you know, when you're outside.
But all the time.
Doing it on London Bridge and
nice.
Stuff like that. Like,
London Bridge?
Surface site. Okay.
London Bridge.
London Bridge is falling.
Did you do it
down.
On London Bridge?
No, that's your fantasy.
Is that your fantasy?
I did actually meet you. What's that weak thing that goes right?
The London Eyes.
Are you talking like that's an adrenaline thing?
Would you do
yeah,
that?
Like doing stuff like that.
Not my age, no.
No.
Not your age.
You're still young.
She's lying. She said she's lying. She's lying, guys. She won't do it.
Anyone,
I think...
fancies going
where
to
do you know. Where would you say you've enjoyed sex the most? Where would you guys say you've enjoyed sex the most?
Public
car,
anywhere
car.
Anywhere
in the car
mm-hmm. You go
in the shower.
She means shower in case no one knows.
In the shower.
In the shower.
The shower is really nice.
Not
cool.
What about you, Hajj?
No,
it's
really
all
nice.
Of the above.
No, like
all the above. Cat and share. Cat and share.
No, Hajj, what about that type and that?
No, it's Jose. No. I have to be extremely careful when I say
I'm done.
Whoa.
I think mine was. I don't know if I think I've told you this. Mine was oh god, why is everyone listening?
Because we're waiting.
Mine's apartment stairs.
Stairs.
Bad
on the stairs. That's dirty, like.
No, it's not.
That is so
it was like
when you're alone, you're not thinking about how
yeah,
dirty
exactly.
it is. How I am.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like I was laid. Let's not talk about this.
No, honestly, when you're scared, people shit. You don't have no
but like listen, look at me, look at me.
Say it again. Oh, right, right.
Do you get what I mean?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
so
okay.
I didn't need to lie.
Okay.
And
okay,
I was like,
okay.
Yeah, it was our like, 2 weeks. Yeah. I was like, oh my god, they're gonna report me.
Please, y'all decide again. Who was the sane one from what you're hearing?
You, me.
Thank you.
I'm the sane one.
I think they're gonna say it's me. I really think they're gonna say it's me.
Can
you shh?
What?
Okay, Tasha, what do you think?
The thing about sex.
Because you know about us.
I think you are the most from this table.
From
the group, it's not you,
right?
But from this table, it's you.
Okay.
And then who's after me?
No.
What? You think?
Yeah,
that?
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. The clip came back in my head.
Yeah. I remember that call that day. Oh, God, I will never forget.
It's you. It's definitely you.
Shout out.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, right? This is the thing. Don't have friends.
Yeah, they'll remember.
I think what you need to do is have new friends every year so that you leave the other one
behind.
Yeah. No, but then they'll know my secrets too much. I don't want them to leave. No.
Oh, but that would be a really good story time.
We can't not be friends.
That would be
too much.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Nah, one day
we have to tell that story. We have to do that.
I mean, just pray, guys, whoever you need to listen to this, make sure you comment. Abby, what is that story?
Yeah, what is that story? Tell us the story.
So, I need to come back on that podcast and you do that for
him. Honestly,
I was there, witnessing it all.
Haters gonna hate. They gonna be happy until you're upset. No,
Abby, be quiet because that day was the most dramatic day of
my
life.
God. The way I screamed, Abby!
And then you were like, you were calling me and like, this girl had left the house.
We went to Mariana.
Let it go.
And I could, you know when you, I wasn't there, but I could see
it. It's not a story.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing the story.
Yeah.
I'm listening with you guys.
It's juicy.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
It's juicy.
It's juicy. It's one of those things you need to know in this life.
Haja, when I say juicy, it was juicy.
Anyway, sex.
Guys, you know, I'm the only one that hasn't ordered my food, you know. I need to borrow a phone.
Thank God.
What happened to you?
Because I'm
just drinking. Mine's not here for a while anyway, but you'd want to order. I got myself a milkshake as well.
You didn't tell me that.
You said Sunday.
I got a Sundae.
You got a Sundae and a milkshake.
Dairy.
Dairy. I can't do that.
That's a bit OTT, though. No?
On the dairy.
Are you not all going to melt at the same time?
No, don't worry about it. Worry about yourself.
I only want the chocolate Sundae for the chocolate, and then I don't want Sundae.
Right. You just want the fudge on top.
Then I put that away, and then it's all about the chocolate milkshake and the burger. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if the sex is bad, would you break up with the person? Like, let's say if you're dating
No.
I'll try to teach him first.
Yeah. She's like, wait to be that. So, what's that?
To teach him how
Would you teach?
No, you won't.
You just drop.
Tasha's like, I'm bouncing.
No. I've never experienced like bad. But like, I would just. I think one thing I learned is to be vocal.
You have to be vocal.
At this age of mine, I would not try to teach. But when I was younger,
do you know there's some men that don't? I've never been told by a woman.
Listen. I'm nearly 30 years old. If you don't know what you're doing close to my age, then there's something wrong.
But it's not every woman. No.
He might be coming to you with tactics that he used for his old woman,
if the sex isn't. But when you mean what you classify as good, man, because you don't know how my body works.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you have to teach them about your body because
what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for the other person. So you need to teach them how you like it.
Okay,
but I get what Tasha was saying. If they're bad.
He thinks he's got the skills because obviously he came from another relationship.
So if he's got good techniques about him and I know that he's got potential, I just need to teach him what he needs to touch and where he needs to play and what he needs to lick and shit like that.
Yeah, that's what we meant.
All right, I thought you just meant he was whack off the crack.
A lot of lick and touch and woo.
I haven't had sex in a while, eh?
Jesus. Lord, anyone who's available, hit us up on the DM.
Sorry, I...
Tash, you would like to be lick, touch, and suck.
Her number is 079.
I'm joking. Put your phones down.
Like, what was that? Yeah, and she's just got some new work done, so like, guys, but actually, quick question, what's your take on BBLs? Like, you know,
I'm not because that's the most dangerous surgery, cosmetic surgery in the world.
Yeah.
And apparently fat cells die. So it's
actually
how
do you feel about it? Would you do a BBL?
No. I wouldn't do no cosmetic surgery.
So am I the only one willing to do it?
No.
You're lying.
I would.
You would not do it.
I take the fat out of my
What you want? You want bum?
My tits and put it in my bum.
But you're fine the way you are.
You are gorgeous the way you are.
Mm-hmm. She wanted that. She wanted that.
I'm so done. I'm only joking, lads. I would never, ever do that. Like, I would never. But, I had one more question for you guys before I left. And then it's gone blank. Does everyone on this table want kids?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, everyone on this table wants kids.
One is still deciding, and that's okay.
But she's great with kids, so I really feel like she's gonna have kids.
Yeah, I don't know what you're searching for.
I was gonna say go for Uber Eats.
No, I don't.
Are you not getting the Jamaican?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I got it.
Oh, okay.
So
guys, we're having our Christmas do at the moment, so
I'm just thinking about
the milkshake.
I'm
sorry. She's so excited.
Slow or fast?
Yeah, let's do fire questions before we end this podcast real quick.
So fast.
Fast.
It depends when you
start off.
Don't overthink it.
Okay, fast.
It depends.
No!
Slow, fast. Ish. Slow.
Ooh, wait, no. What is that?
I think speed is everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. She's the slowest.
Penetration or clitoris?
Clitoris. Oh, God, come on,
like, can we just let people know that that's how it works? Like, I don't think a lot of men understand.
It's clit or rust.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
You gotta play with that. You can touch it. Yeah. You can do stuff for him.
Okay, this is getting a lot. This is getting too much.
I haven't had sex in a while.
Lick out. Lick out or no lick out?
Lick out.
Yeah.
And this is a girl who only just is, remember, I've only just started.
Yeah, because you...
Yeah, it's...
So, and I'm saying...
Okay, how do you feel about BJs?
Love it.
Hayden?
I don't mind it.
I love them.
The right person, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to be, like, someone else. You don't mind.
Yeah, you don't want to just talk randomly.
Yeah, it can't be
fun. Yeah, no, of course.
So,
how do I ask this question?
Yeah, ask it in a good way.
Swallow or spit?
Oh, you took too long.
Swallow. What was yours?
No. It's a no from me.
But you know, I heard people.
It's a no from me, dog.
Back in the day used to do it that way. But I would say that they were virgins.
Who do you know?
Yeah,
I
heard that.
I used to hear that a lot.
Do you feel like it's right to be shamed for talking freely about sex?
I think that's a problem that people don't talk
about. Especially Africans as well, being Africans. Yeah. We're thinking our auntie.
Because not even aunties. Like, I feel like even people our age think like, oh my God, I can't believe she's talking about that.
Mm.
Like,
there's a girl called Shan Brody on YouTube, who is amazing and actually educates on why speaking about sex is so important.
It is.
If we stop looking at men who are sleeping around as such a bad thing, because they're just exploring their sexuality. The same way if we do it, we're exploring our sexuality, but we look at that as what?
Whores, yeah.
You know what I mean? But no, it's not. You're just doing what you... God gave us a vagina and gave you a dick to do something about it. And not just to make babies.
But some people also feel like it's just for...
it's just for babies.
Yeah, for reproduction. It's not meant
to be You're supposed to enjoy it. It doesn't mean sleeping around with anything.
A lot of people believe that it's not for enjoyment. It's for reproduction.
I feel sorry for you people, eh? Down there, it's
long. No, 100%. I just, you know...
But each to their own.
That's true.
Some people, I won't judge you, don't judge me.
That's it. That's on period. Yes. So, before we finish the podcast, does anyone have anything else to say?
I'm hungry.
Enjoy sex.
Enjoy it. No, try it. Don't just be doing it for the sake of doing it. Mm. And wait till you're ready. That's what I would say.
Yes, exactly. If I could give advice, do not have sex
before your time.
I was going to say an age, but maybe it's not about the age. Just don't have sex with the wrong person. You will be very depressed about it.
And you'll
think about every time you have sex with somebody else, you'll remember that time. So have it with somebody that you really do care about.
And remember, you're in charge of your body. Exactly. If you do not want something, say no.
Exactly. Yes, 100%. It's okay.
You can stop at any time. Exactly. Even if you say yes and halfway through you decide listen.
And need protection.
Yes. And I always say this, if you've had sex with them before and you don't want to have it again, take no as no.
That's perfect. Is that it? Look at you guys being aunties and shit like that. Yes. Well, you guys have heard it from us. Yes. We've talked about sex with our girls and we hope you guys have enjoyed it. Do you guys want to shout yourselves out? Anything?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook.
So quick.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook. Listen,
you can find your favorite girl
on Tinder.
Fitness care journey. You know,
care
journey. Everything care. And you can also find me on my personal page, which is private, but you can follow me. I won't name it, but it is what it is.
Oh my god, but can you just repeat your fitness page again? Yeah.
Tash Gets Fit. TASHGETFITT.
Perfect. Thank you. And Hajj.
You know what?
She's very private.
I'm very private. You're not going to see anything on my page. Yeah. I hardly go on my page.
Yeah, so. Exactly. She actually does.
She might take 10 hours to reply you.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. I'm not into social media like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. She's our auntie in the group.
I heard that. I love her just the way she is.
Yeah, we do love her just the way she is. Guys, you can follow us on our Instagram page at Sisters Like Friends. That's at Sisters Like Friends. With an extra S on the end. And also you can follow us on Twitter at the SLF Podcast. That's at the SLF Podcast. And if you have any dilemmas or any questions about today's topic, actually, if you feel like you need to ask any questions about sex that you feel uncomfortable asking anyone else, you can DM us or email us at theslfpodcast@gmail.com. That's at theslfpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you guys for joining us on this pod. We really appreciate it. Thank you for coming. On, thank you for being and honest and open,
guys. If you want to have these two back on again, let us
know. Let us know. Yeah, we'll if you it. Find Tasha's annoying voice amazing, wow.
I think Tasha, she's very entertaining.
Yeah,
you sure hear from her again.
Yeah, definitely. You're definitely gonna hear from her. Cause
I'm not coming back until you pay me.
Guys, please.
I'm a bit surprised for this.
Okay, guys, you'll hear from Tasha.
If she was like, I'm a bit too private for this. This is too much exposure for the year. This is me for 2020.
I'm out.
I'm done. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you guys for coming on. Food is here. It's bang on time. We're going to go eat our food. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and bye. Merry Christmas in case we don't get to say it again, but we probably will because we'll be on this next week.
So
thank you so much for listening. Bye.